Okay, many people grow up knowing the story of Charlotte's Web. A spider with literary talent saves a pig named Wilbur from the slaughterhouse. Now from Robertson County, Kentucky, we have the story of two pigs from an endangered breed. The catch here is that experts say in order to save pigs like them, they need to be eaten. Leslie Gutman reports.
Come here, buddy.
Luther, a red wattle pig, is stuck in a mud pit. All 700 pounds of him. Farmer Travis Hood hoses water on Luther, while his 9-year-old daughter Taylor sprinkles feed on the ground to try and motivate the pig to climb out. Luther and his fellow red wattles are a threatened breed, according to a group called the Livestock Conservancy. There's only about 6,000 of them in the United States. Hood is one of a small group of farmers raising them.
15, 20 years ago, there were less than 50 of this breed of hog. And because of slow food movements, it has made a comeback. So because they're desirable and finding themselves into restaurants and farmers markets, you're giving us a reason to raise them.
That slurping is Lucy, a 650-pound sow eating lunch. Lucy's 5 years old and the farm matriarch. She's earth-toned with the trademark wattles. Those are pieces of cartilage about 4 inches long that hang down from either side of her neck. This tiny county seems an unlikely place to find a campaign for genetic diversity in our country's food system. But Warren Beeler of the state's Department of Agriculture says what Hood is doing is critical.
You don't want to lose any genetics, because when you do, you lose it forever. And so the red wattles, they take a step back in terms of being those kind of hogs that will survive very well out in the open, where the hogs that we've got now probably couldn't handle that. That's a degree of toughness.
Greg Renfro, a meat scientist at the University of Kentucky, says red wattles don't add much to global food production because heritage pig breeds take longer to get to market than conventionally raised pigs.
When we start to solve the problem of how we're going to feed 9 billion people, you know, we have to make sure that not only we were able to feed all these people, but we're able to feed them cheaply.
Just looking to see what you have.
Three kinds of bacon.
And red wattle meat isn't cheap. At this farmer's market in Lexington, Kathy Watkins buys some of Hood's bacon for $13 a pound, almost double what she'd pay for bacon in the supermarket. She fries it up for breakfast the next morning and says it tastes different from regular bacon.
How is it?
This is delicious. It's got kind of a deeper, a smoky kind of a taste going.
Hood says this year he sold almost 3.5 tons of pork products at farmers markets and to restaurants. The farm turned a profit for the first time. It's the payoff from a risk he took 5 years ago when he left his 16-year career as a golf course superintendent.
It went from a salary position with full benefits down to an hourly position, no benefits. So I thought, well, at the very least, we can feed ourselves. So we got a couple of hogs to, you know, supply our own meat. Well, it started to snowball.
Well, you had it.
Hood's entire family works on this 78-acre farm. But his daughter, Taylor, is very different from Fern, the girl in Charlotte's Web. Fern wanted to save Wilbur from the slaughterhouse, not Taylor.
I honestly think it's good for just us, the world, because fresh pork is good pork.
Hood is a little more sentimental, about Lucy at least, his favorite pig. His first pig. He says it'll be a sad day when he drives her to the slaughterhouse, sometime in the next several months.
It takes a certain mindset in order to do it, because you do get attached to him.
Luther has more time on the farm, another 2 years or so, and then Hood will sell him for breeding. Meanwhile, Luther's still trying to extricate himself from the mud. Hood shrugs and moves on to more farm chores. He says when Luther gets hungry enough, he'll stop complaining and muster the energy to climb out. Leslie Gutman, Lexington, Kentucky.